I got to do this. And I've mentioned this before. I am not the most outgoing person. My personality has always been more shy. Now, it's changed over the years. Praise God for changing me and working with me and molding me and fashioning me to be able to overcome my own fears and my own shortcomings. But back around the time when I was first going to go out soul winning, it was a dread. It was something that I would have liked to just ignore and pretend that that could just go away and I could just live my life and not have to worry about that. Not everyone may have that same fear, but maybe for you it's something else. Okay? For me, that's what it was. But I'll tell you what, after the very first time of deciding, say, you know what, I'm going to do this, I made a schedule, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to go out, I told pastor, I'm going to go out, okay, I'm ready to go, I'm going to go this Saturday with you, we'll go out soul winning, and I'm just going to do it. Right? And just commit to it, and fine, I'm going to do it. Now, I didn't fast and pray, but I was practically in the mindset to do that because I was so nervous about walking up. I mean, in my mind, I'm just playing this out, like, what's going to happen? You're going to go to a door, and like, I don't know what I was scared of, because going soul winning now is like, there's nothing to be scared of. I don't know what I was so scared of. I was scared of the unknown. I was scared of just being shy and not knowing what to say to people and what are they going to think or whatever, right? Whatever stupid things that you might get scared about. And I call them stupid because there's no reason to be afraid at all. And there's nothing, there's really nothing hard or weird about going out and talking to people. So ultimately what we're doing, we're talking to people. And we're talking to people about the most important thing in the entire world. The world may try to ostracize you and make you look weird and oh, I can't believe you're not supposed to bring up religion and everything else, but like this is the most important thing that anyone could ever talk about in the entire world. Amen. So it's, I mean, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. You shouldn't have to feel weird about just approaching people, even people you don't know, and caring enough to love them to explain, hey, do you know for sure where you're going when you die? Do you know what's going to happen to you when you die? Have you thought about that? Do you know that there's a Savior? Do you know that Jesus Christ is real? Do you know that he's a God that's able to save you and that all you have to do to be saved is put your trust in him? Do you know that? There's nothing weird about that. There's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, it's our job and it's our duty. Upon realizing that, I knew I had to do it. And after that very first time of doing it, you know what I realized? It really wasn't that bad. When I realized I wasn't going to die of a heart attack or whatever because I'm talking to some stranger at their door, it gets better after that. And you know what? It becomes easier and easier after that moment to do the right thing again and again and again. Now, I'm not saying I never, all my fears were gone. No, I continued to be nervous. I continued to have fears for quite a long time. And if you catch me on the wrong day, even now, I could still have apprehensions about just going out soul winning and talking to people. Okay? I'll admit it. It's not that often. It's not like it's a big deal, a big plague for me, but it never keeps me from going soul winning. But it's still one of those things that, you know, every once in a while will come back.